All right, good morning, everyone. This is the Children's Vision and Eye Health session, and I want to just get started with the speaker so we have enough time for questions at the end. So I will introduce my colleague, Kara Baldonado, who's the director of the National Center for Children's Vision and Eye Health from Prevent Blindness America. So I'll hand it over.
All right. Good morning. Thank you, Nita. I'm pleased to be with you. Hope everybody's had their coffee or caffeine of choice and is ready to go this morning. I'm pleased to be here to introduce the work of the National Center for Children's Vision and Eye Health, a work that has brought together a wonderful group of stakeholders from across diverse professions and has brought together years of research for bringing together the work of a call. It's kind of a calling to improve the system for children's vision. So I'm pleased to be able to introduce that work to you today. So here's the title, a long, long title. Establishing a Coordinated Comprehensive Approach to Children's Vision Screening in the U.S. I have no financial relationships or anything to disclose. I tried to get a financial relationship, but I married for love instead. So. Thank you for laughing at that. I appreciate that. So let's take a look at where vision screening is today. So here we have a four-year-old. Could be a four-year-old in a preschool program at a school, a four-year-old in your primary care clinic, a four-year-old at a Head Start, but a four-year-old that we all see every day. And what happens with this four-year-old and her vision? Well, there's a lot of people that touch on the system of her vision. She can have a vision screening as a part of a Head Start program. And the Head Start program kind of has to design their own standards for vision screening. They adopt them where they can. They bring in professionals to help them design their healthcare system, but they do the best they can in Head Start. This four-year-old can have a vision screening as a part of her primary care well-child visit. And they have standards to follow for their vision screening. And this four-year-old can have a vision screening as a part of her participation in a preschool program at her public school. And they have standards that they need to follow. She can have three separate vision screenings. She can have three separate results. Her parents can be told three separate things. And there's one set of parents that's really confused. And that's the state of her vision right now. That's where we are. And what happens is we create silos. I tried to find the shape of a silo from a farm, but I couldn't find it. So we've got semi-silos here. So we've got a child with three different vision screenings, three different locations, three different standards, three different ways the data is handled and kept to themselves, and three different ways that follow-up is handled for this child. The worst thing about this is the responsibility for deciding what to do is placed on who? The parents. And they're told multiple different stories and multiple different things, and they have to decide what's best. There's no coordination among these individuals. And that's the state of children's vision screening right now. It's the wrong kind of system to support healthy vision for children. What do we have as far as rates of vision screening? How well are we doing in all these three different environments? What do we know? Well, the problem is there's limited data available. As I said, there's silos. Everybody has to collect different pieces of the vision screening data, and they all keep it in their own program-related system because they have to respond to the people that's in charge of their program. So that's where they keep their data. So it's kind of limited. We can't all look at it to see what's happening across those three different types of environments. There's national surveys that ask parents, you know, was your child, did they get a vision screening? Well, if it's in a Head Start, the parent maybe wasn't there. If it's at a school-based system, they might have signed off on something they don't remember and they don't know what kind of test was done. And if it's at a primary care center, maybe they knew it was a test, maybe they think it's an exam. Parents don't know enough about vision to know how to accurately answer these surveys, and that's a concern of ours. So when they say, did your child receive a vision screening? Yeah, I think they did. Sure. So parent interpretation of the questions being asked to them in these surveys can lead to flawed responses, and it's hard to assume from these surveys what's really happened nationally. So what happens when we ask the question of did your child get their vision tested? Okay, so what does tested mean? Does that mean a screening or does that mean an eye exam? The parent may not know how to interpret that word, tested. So did they have their vision tested by a doctor or health professional? 40% are saying that children ages 5 and under had their vision tested. And right now the baseline that healthy people has set for their target to increase to is 44%. That's a 10% increase. Right now they're saying the baseline is 40%. So we're not getting an accurate look at how children are receiving vision screening in these three separate environments, because when you take it apart and look at different situations, different types of analysis, the MEPS report from 2007 is reporting that 65% had their vision tested. Looking at the age groups within that data, 43% were of three-year-olds, 79% of six-year-olds got their vision tested. And also, some parents may not understand what that definition of vision screening means or tested means, and they may include some tests that are non-quantitative. So whether there's cover tests, eye movements, observations, they may count that as a vision screening, so they're not exactly sure how that should be defined. When you look at Medicaid billing claims data from state specifically, they're seeing much smaller rates of vision screening happening. 12% in three-year-olds, 48% in five-year-olds. We're all over the board with what we think is happening with children's vision, and we need to get a handle on it. So it's not just the data that causes us frustration in the vision screening system. There's a lot more. Variation in screening methods. As I mentioned, that same child has three separate vision screenings, potentially three different ways, because there's no uniform approach to the way vision screening should be done. Everybody's kind of been left on their own to decide, with experts in their area, how should we do the vision screening for our kids? So there's a lot of variations. You can't take one vision screening from one state, compare it to another. They're all different. They're all over the board. There's variations in the referral thresholds. At what point do you refer the three-year-old? At what point do you refer the four- or five-year-old? Everybody's a little bit different, leading to some mistrust in the referral rates for some vision screening programs because they think they're referring too many kids. There's no communication between providers. Oh, I'm a provider. I've sent on the child for the vision screening. I've referred them for a comprehensive eye exam. And there's no communication back to know if that child actually got the follow-up care. Again, there's a level of dependence being put on the parents to return a piece of paper, to send back some kind of communication back to that screening body. And there's no solid loop of communication happening between providers. Duplication of screening efforts, I think I've touched on that already with our one-child example. Independently held databases. Again, this is all our own program data that we're keeping to ourselves because it's important to report to our managing body. Variations and requirements for training and certification. Some states have three-day programs, some states have three-hour programs. There's no consistency in how individuals should be trained and certified to conduct the vision screening. And changes in laws and policy from state to state, as I said, we've all been kind of on our own to figure that out. And there's no true baseline or measure of where we are now so that we can measure how we're improving for children's vision, leading to parents' confusion, distrust, lack. And when you're confused, you're less likely to follow up on something than if you're solid in understanding of what needs to happen. And the expense of screening. Depending on what your state standards are, vision screening can be a very expensive program for you, which may lead to less likelihood of getting it done. And if nobody's really following up on you, if there's no national measures, no state measures, nobody's watching, if I don't do it, nobody's gonna come get me. It's too expensive. Too many holes in the blanket of vision screening for children. But it is important. Everybody in this room knows it's important. We have a vision screening objective as a part of Healthy People 2020, increasing the proportion of children age 5 and under receiving a vision screening. We know that through surveys such as the National Survey for Children's Youth with Special Healthcare Needs, we know that children with those special healthcare needs have a harder time accessing the eye care that they need to. And the United States Preventive Services Task Force has set recommendations for vision screening in children age 3 to 5. So it is important. Some national bodies are starting to say we need to do it. But again, there's still too many holes in the system of how we do it. And when there are holes, we allow children to fall through those cracks. So, the National Center, the National Expert Panel that worked with the center, knows it's time to shift to a comprehensive approach to vision screening. And so in 2009, the Maternal and Child Health Bureau provided a grant to Prevent Blindness America to establish the National Center for Children's Vision and Eye Health. And the purpose of that center is to promote a comprehensive, multi-tiered continuum of vision care and eye health for young children. And how are we going to do that? Through strong partnerships. As I've mentioned already, vision screening comes to the intersection of many providers, not one single provider. So we have to do that through strong partnerships so that everybody that touches that child's vision is playing the right role in the right way to help that child. Through sound science. Over the last 10, 15 years, there's been some incredible research that's done on how to do vision screening in young children properly. We need to harness the power of that science and allow it to lead to consistent methods for vision screening. And targeted public policy. We need to make sure that there are consistent policies, not just between programs, but within states and between states, so that we can know and trust that the way that children are doing vision screenings is done consistently. We have a reason for measuring their success within that program, and we can find out what's happening on a national and state level with that child's vision. Our vision is to develop a full continuum of care for young children by identifying vision conditions in children early, link them to the appropriate care, and ensure they receive the care they need. And the mission of the National Center is not just a better vision screening. It's making sure that there's a better vision system for children. So how are we going to do that? I understand the mouse is kind of the way that we move this around. So let's see. Here we go. So here in the top, we have the current approach to children's vision screening and surveillance. And the work of the center now is targeted initially children aged 36 to less than 72 months. I'll explain that a little bit more in detail. But looking at the larger circle on the top, that is our children, preschool-aged children population in that large circle. Through all of the approaches, all of the efforts that we're putting into vision screening right now, we're not able to capture all the children that have vision problems, those that are in the smaller white circle, even though we're putting tremendous effort into this vision screening program because it's a patchwork quilt. There are still too many holes allowed in the system. So you see our results are kind of that dashed circle up there. We catch some of the children with vision problems, we don't catch all of them. So the new approach to children's vision screening and surveillance you see down at the bottom through the work of the National Expert Panel, the recommendations, the ongoing work of the center, we want to change the approach to children's vision screening, making sure that all children age 36 to 72 months receive a proper and consistent, well-designed vision screening, making sure that we identify those children in that age group with the vision problems and support their transport to care and getting the follow-up care that they needed, to making sure that we're doing everything that we can in a coordinated way, we're all doing our jobs within the vision screening system properly, and making sure that we're supporting that child through the eye care system so that they're following up with that treatment, and that everybody that helps them out after receipt of that treatment and their ongoing vision health plays the right role. And how are we going to do that? We're going to do that through two different types of people. Visionaries and champions. Kind of sounds like it might be the same person. They're two different types of people. First, we need visionaries for the National Center. Visionaries for the National Center comes in the form of our national expert panels. Visionaries who are able to see what should be in the future and help provide us with a pathway to get there. So we've had some strong visionaries as part of this center so far for the past 3 years. And we need champions, a role that many of you in this room can and will play. Champions to make sure that the recommendations are put into place, willing to fight for what should be performance measures on the part of the health department. We need to make sure that vision screening trainings are done the right way. We need to make sure that policies are changed. We need to make sure that data is collected properly within our state systems. We need champions to make sure that happens. to take those pathways the visionaries have provided and be a champion within your own state and your own nation to make sure there's a better vision health for children. So our visionaries for the past 3 years is our national expert panel. And here we have a listing of our panel. We've brought together multiple different stakeholders, optometrists, ophthalmologists, pediatrics, researchers, public health, nursing, educators, family advocates, have come together to form three important sets of recommendations. And the beauty of this is that it will be the first set of agreed upon national recommendations for vision screening that occurs in multiple different environments. There's national recommendations through AAP for vision screening in primary care environments. We need a set of national recommendations that covers what happens for that child in any vision screening potential environment and making sure they're getting the right kind of care. So we have, as you can see here, many of whom are in the room and just so proud to work with them, but you have a list here of all of the different key bodies that have come together to put these recommendations together. And the National Expert Panel worked in three key areas: performance measures. If it's not being measured, it's not done. If there's not a reason to care, people are going to find ways around it and not do it. So performance measures are key. Vision screening, making sure that we do things in a consistent way so we can trust the results, we can use those results between providers, and we can do the right thing for the child. And data collection and reporting. If we don't have data to support it, we can't measure it, and we can't know if we're doing a better job. So data is key as well. So through the work of the National Expert Panel through this year, we'll finalize the recommendations and get them moved on to publication. Promote integrated data systems, focusing on those best practices, examples from our many state pilot sites that we have through the national centers, and make sure that they're aligned with developing trends in health information technology. That's one of those acronyms that doesn't get changed, so I like that one too. and develop national recommendations for vision screening of preschool age children. Just wanted to touch on how the recommendations came together. These recommendations were developed through a consensus process. We looked through what is available in the latest published literature around research on vision screening, equipment. We looked at existing policy statements, desired policy statements. We talked with states that are doing the vision screening right now. What's their what best practices? What are their frustrations? What happens with them on the state level, the program level that we need to be aware of as we develop these recommendations? And we looked at existing performance measures, data systems to see what's happening now and how can we improve it. The recommendations are strongly led by available evidence, but where there is not available evidence, there's also expert opinion. And as I mentioned before, they're going to be the first set of national recommendations for a uniform approach to preschool vision screening conducted across provider-based and community-based environments, data collection recommendations, and surveillance recommendations. So looking at the vision screening recommendations, as I mentioned before, we focused on children aged 36 through 72 months. Less than 72 months. The reason we did that is because we needed to be driven by available evidence. This is where the available evidence is right now. So when we look at research needs, we need more available evidence for children younger than 36 months, and as always, we can use more research around school age and other ages as well. So this is our prime target for available evidence. It's also a targeted age for the identification of amblyopia and amblyopic risk factors. So this is our low-hanging fruit that we're starting with. In the future, as more evidence is available, we'll drive research and recommendations to other age groups. The vision screening methods that are outlined in this set of recommendations are useless if they're not included in the entire system that's being recommended in this set. So you have a result, but that result needs to be used, and that result needs to be communicated. So these recommendations are not just about the type of instruments to use. These recommendations are about making them active recommendations, active results, and action on follow-up for these children that are being vision screened. So it's an entire system that they're looking at just with the vision screening recommendations. They need to be used in a meaningful way. The vision screening recommendations includes approaches both chart-based and instrument-based. Am I low on time already? Already? Really? Okay. All right, I'll kick it up a notch. So instrument-based and chart-based, and also includes recommendations around the vision screening program, what considerations need to be taken into effect, how that vision screening system will work in different environments, the training recommendations that need to occur for the staff that's implementing the vision screening, considerations for the vision screening program for parents and children, and then supporting materials that go with the instruments that you decide to use in the vision screening program, using matching cards, making sure that you consider distraction, glare. Don't do the vision screening for these children in the hallway of a clinic. There's too much activity. And making sure that we're keeping a close distance with these children. Getting the data out of the vision screening program in a consistent manner, sharing those results, and having eye resources on hand. Don't just say the child's failed and you need to go see an eye care provider. Have the resources on hand. Making sure that through the center we'll have resources to help them do that. And ensure that all the vision needs for learning are met. That means including the educator in this cycle. Making sure that as that child returns to the classroom, they have everything they need to be successful in the classroom. That might be beyond a pair of glasses. The data collection recommendations, Dr. Block did a great job yesterday of doing an overview of the data collection recommendations. I hope most of you are able to be in that presentation. But what those recommendations outlined is a standardized approach to vision screening surveillance. We need to incorporate the data points consistently across environments, and making sure that it's done at a child level. There are standards for demographic data to be collected. We're providing standards for that vision screening data to be collected, how to marry those, and then recommend putting that data into a process, a program, a system that can be accessed by those multiple providers that touch the child's vision screening system. We're looking at integrated health information systems, such as a state immunization information system, where providers can access this information, add to the information as their security levels allow, and then find out the results of their own outcomes. So if you're the vision screener, you can find out a child's had follow-up. So they're fabulous recommendations. I'll skip over my example since I'm short on time. Performance measure recommendations, again, the performance measure recommendations that are out there right now are provider-based. They are counting how many kids in a primary care environment are getting a vision screening. That's not enough. That's not capturing what's really happening out there. We need a child-based measure to make sure that children are receiving a vision screening or a comprehensive eye exam in the targeted age group in any of the environments, and making sure we're tracking that and improving that rate as set by the state over time. Key features of this system, we need to include all valid vision screenings. It's a family-centered approach. They aren't confused by different messages. The families are informed of all steps verbally and in writing, integrated with a medical home approach. Integrated data systems are made available to all the providers, and regular system performance and monitoring and reporting is included with every step of the way. So let's look again at our child. This looks a lot different than our silos that we saw before. So you see here, the family is at the center of the system. Our integrated child health database is down here in the bottom corner, and information from all of these providers at the top is fed into this database that educates the family. They can access that information. And here you also see that eye care providers, pediatricians are talking to each other and informing the family. School-based programs are also including their information, and they're able to access back information from the system to find out what's happening with the results of their vision screening. So the family's at the heart of the system now with what we're proposing here. And the wonderful benefit is that we can now have true surveillance of what's happening for children's vision across all of these different environments. The National Center, working beyond the point of the recommendations, is putting together many, many resources here. You can explore the website as we have some more time. But we have training, education, family resources, technical assistance, and communication tools, all based on these recommendations to support their implementation. And the work of our center, as you can see here, we're working to get rid of the silos, to get rid of the holes in the system, and to really make sure that we're putting the child's vision at the heart of what needs to happen to have their healthy vision, and that we're empowering all the providers in charge with the vision screening system. But if we're really going to truly have children with a healthy vision system, We need to have a healthy system to support their vision. And that's what we're trying to do. So, questions later. Thank you.